In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor provides a glimpse of insects through the ages with help from some friends.
The theme of this year's Insect Fear Film Festival may be prehistoric insects, but you can rest assured you won't learn anything about insects, prehistoric or otherwise, in the evening's feature films, which depict people doing battle with monster-sized scorpions and killer trilobites. In that light, the members of the U of I Entomology Graduate Student Association I checked in with recently thought listeners might be interested to take a quick trip back through time for a more realistic glimpse of where today's insects come from. Rob Mitchell, Laura Steele, Scott Shreve, and Niels Cordes collaborated on this segment.
Rob here. Insects are everywhere, and so common we barely give them a second thought when they aren't intruding in our homes. Few people would guess that these diminutive critters have been dominating the planet since before the dinosaurs. Together with other animals like crabs, scorpions, and centipedes, insects have been on Earth for hundreds of millions of years, and they were the first pioneers to crawl onto land and fly in the air. Scientists call this group of hard-body animals arthropods, and over the eons they have taken some amazing forms, from familiar but dog-sized dragonflies to shuffling spiny creatures whose true shapes are only the vaguest hints of fossils.
Laura here. Some insects that occur today may seem enormous, such as the giant walking sticks that reach 13 inches in length. But such creatures pale in comparison to their ancient relatives. Approximately 300 million years ago, there lived a dragonfly-like insect called Meganeura, whose wingspan measured close to 30 inches. Like dragonflies of today, Meganeura were predatory, and they may have even fed on small amphibians. What enabled some prehistoric insects to grow to such large sizes? Scientists think it was likely the higher levels of oxygen present in the atmosphere during that time period.
Scott here. Fossil evidence suggests that the first insects likely appeared late in the Silurian geological period, about 425 million years ago. These earliest insects probably looked much like the silverfish and springtails we see today. Insects didn't have any wings and couldn't fly until about 390 million years ago. Some of the first flying insects, similar in appearance to mayflies and dragonflies, had what looked like a third pair of smaller wings in addition to the four wings we see today. These were called paranotal lobes, and they couldn't flap or move like the normal wings.
This is Niels. But even before the earliest insects, there lived a highly diverse, widely dispersed class of related creatures that must be seen to be believed, the trilobites. While trilobites were not insects at all, they were very similar to them in appearance. Like insects, they had a rigid outer shell and had to mold several times to grow. Trilobites had three body segments, or lobes, which gave them their name. Tri, lobe, bite. They lived underwater and came in all shapes and sizes. The smallest trilobite was less than a millimeter in size, but the biggest one grew to be over 2 feet long. While trilobites became extinct about 250 million years ago, they can still be found in the form of fossils today. Fossils of trilobites are common in the northern U.S., and Mason Creek, near Morris, Illinois, is a great place to start looking.
Or just come to the Insect Fear Film Festival on Saturday, where fossils of trilobites and a variety of prehistoric insects will be on display. The festival will take place at the Fullinger Auditorium on the U of I campus, with festivities beginning at 6 p.m. and films beginning at 7. Further details are available through the website of the U of I Department of Entomology.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences.